Oh.
Hey.
Yeah, I didn't get the labels. All I got was the invoice.
Oh. Okay. Well, then I will just, it should be in the forward there, but I can just send it as a separate attachment. If you
forward.
Go to see more in the email, it should show up under see more, I believe, because I just forwarded the same attachment that they gave me.
Oh, well, hold on a minute. Let me turn my computer back on. I just walked upstairs, and my computer doesn't work very good up here on the printer. With
Got
the printer,
it.
I have to... You know, it's one of those.
Go back and forth? Is it like a Wi-Fi connection one?
Yeah, it's a wireless thing. And, and it's on the game room side of my house, and I'm on the opposite end.
You're
there.
On the west wing, and it's on the east wing, sir?
That's right. Okay, let's see here. Did you get my text back about the South African thing?
Yeah. That's what I thought you were calling about.
No, if you said cougar, it's Kruger, K-R-U-G-E-R.
Okay.
Kruger Rand.
Oh, okay.
It's
I got it.
It's not an antique coin. It's just a modern coin.
Oh, okay. I guess I thought that there, if I remember correctly, I guess I thought there was some sort of significance to it of some sort.
Well, the significance is a lot of people don't like the South African Kruger Rand because of apartheid and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, so when people have them, it's more unique because people wouldn't have
it's
them.
It's harder. It's harder to sell than a regular United States gold coin.
Gotcha.
It's not as many people want them.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes a little bit more sense then. Yeah, I guess I thought it had something to do with, like, everything I was Googling since I talked to you, because I was trying to get a little, you know, smart about something. So when you called me back or when I got with you, maybe I could be a little edumacated. But it said something about, like, it being the first time a coin had no denomination value. It sounded like they can't use it to buy milk, for instance, but... There is a value to it, and it happened because of, like, World War II or something. It might have to do with, like, blood diamonds or something, too.
It has nothing to do with World War II.
Oh, really? Okay.
No, if it's a Kruger Rand, it's just their gold coin.
Yeah. It is spelled exactly the same way.
I hate this new sign-in shit.
Which
where
one?
Where they have to send you a number to sign into everything now.
Oh, yeah, because you might be signing in under not the right device. And if you connect all your devices.
Well, what that means is that if you're on your computer trying to log in, you can't do it unless you have your phone with you.
Right. It's such a pain in the butt. Same with iPad. And it's the same thing kind of when my iWatch, if I'm outside and I'm not doing anything, my iWatch will just turn on. And then it won't turn off by my cell phone. I have to actually figure out how to do it on my watch. I'm like, how does this app work altogether for whatever reason? But who knows? It's too smart for my own good right now.
Okay. Now down here it says reply all. Or forward, that can't be it.
If it goes down, it should be in a little blue, and it should say see more. If not, I can just forward it. If you're in right now, it might be just...
It says see more. That's after I open the attachment?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me open that again. No, the attachment is just an invoice.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't see anything. No, I don't see anything.
Hmm.
There's a thing that says learn more. That's not it. See more. Where the hell would
that
be?
It should be right under my PI. And if you click like, here is the label, my friend, 110, and then PI, and then you click on it, and down underneath the shipping label, it says right there, it's a forward from somebody else. But I'll just reattach it on a different email right now. It's not a big deal, honestly. Let me go do it right now, and...
It's not on here.
Huh. Okay.
It says, here is the label, my friend, $110 PI.
Mm-hmm. And right
PL,
underneath that.
Begin forwarded message from Keone Kahana.
Yep.
Subject shipping invoice to KDE's, copy sent Aubrey Ford.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Katie sent it, resent it to me too. That's so weird. All right, I will just forward this new one.
Create a shipping invoice, and I don't see a single thing that refers.
How about this? Anyway. Can you check your mail in about 2 seconds? Just so I know you got it.
Yeah, I'm in the mail now.
I just sent you something. I just made it like a, I don't even know what, it's a S. The subject line is S. See if that comes through for you. I didn't attach the instructions because I figured you know how to do it.
Well, normally I do.
My emails do take a little bit. Not a little bit, but a couple minutes. You should have received it, though. It's so odd. It says that it was sent, so.
Yeah, there it is.
Perfect.
All right.
You see it?
Yeah, let's see if I can do it.
Awesome.
Preview. Just one label?
Yep, for all of it. Yep. We insured it because I had to send over to them the cost, how many stones. So I gave them all the details, and they just came back because you didn't need a price, and I let them know that you just wanted it. 110 for all of it. I said to take the lesser two so you didn't have to pay for two packages coming back.
Okay,
all right. Thanks.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. Bye-bye.